Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today. Today is Thursday, March the 22nd, 2018, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as willing explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we're going to continue with part two. Part two of what we started yesterday, talking about how to establish or how to see your worth and your value. So we left off yesterday. We spent a lot of time laying the foundation, establishing the definitions so that way we could see the definitions. And so now that we've established the definitions, we want to continue. We broke down the word worth, and we broke down the word value on yesterday's show. So today we want to talk about now, when we talk about establishing that worth and that value that we talked about yesterday, and remember, totally different from what everybody else is talking about. When we talked about worth yesterday, and we talked about value yesterday, we're talking about a ruling disposition that puts you in the minds of other people, not your flesh, but your value. We talked about being useful. The word work, as we talked about on yesterday's show, means that there is a skill, there is something that you have that merits or justifies your existence. So worth is not about establishing. Worth is about seeing. The ability to see that you have significance. The ability to see that you are highly sought out and that you are highly thought of. So if you think that you're not highly thought of, if you think you're not deserving, if you think you're not honorable, that you're not noble, that you're not of high stature, that you're not fit, that you're not capable, you're going to seek it from somebody else. You're going to look for it outside of yourself. And so yesterday we talked about worth, this significance that we have that is already given. So remember, everything in life is based upon this one concept, which is, I have been given. The moment that you state, I need, the moment that you have a desire, you destroy your connection with your true authentic self. Even if lack exists in the physical realm, it does not exist in the spirit realm. Even if lack of, now remember the definition that we talked about for a whole hour yesterday, significance, value, appreciation, highly thought of, highly sought out, deserving, honorable, noble, of high rank, of high character, suitable, fit, proper, capable. If you do not see that you are that, then you got to go get it, which disconnects you from the source of that, which is the Father. Right now, most of us are unfortunately and unknowingly violating universal spiritual law because we are seeking. We are not knowing. You are a human seeking. You are a human having. You are a human getting. You're not a human being. Right now, many of us have a feeling. These feelings come from a disposition. Now, yesterday we talked about the only way to solve this feeling that you're having. What feeling? It is a feeling that you are being treated poorly or unfairly. It is a feeling that we receive that comes from One, we are not being who we are designed. Two, we are not doing what we are designed. Three, we are not having what we are designed. By violating those three laws, you must now become a victim. And as a victim, you need something. You're not the victor, you're the victim. The ability not, now remember, the difference between understanding events and responsibility is the difference between success and failure. No one is saying that the events did not take place. No one is saying that you do not have the right. You can either be right, or you can be right, or you can be right. You have a choice today. If you choose to fight for your right to be heard, you are fighting for R-I-G-H-T. You could choose to write to establish your authenticity, to prove, as we talked about yesterday, I'm not proving anything. I don't have to prove anything to nobody anymore. Now, I used to do that. I did that for 50 years. I start to prove my worth and my value to other people. You have a choice right now. You can live your entire life trying to prove to everybody. That's the word improvement, is the word I'm proof. I am R-I-G-H-T. I'm a fight for my rights. You can do that. Civil rights, the civil rights movement was all, that's what they did. Notice black people still don't have no civil rights. We fought for them, but we didn't get them. Or you could write. You could take out a piece of paper and you can write, W-R-I-G-H-T. Or you could write, R-I-T-E. I recommend R-I-T-E. That's what I do. So I am performing a right. It's called declaring and decreeing. The Bible says, call those things that are not as though they are. That's called right. Now, your worth and your value, you already got, as we talked about on yesterday's show. And remember the most important thing that we talked about yesterday, that the word value really means the word valiant. Now, we talked about that the word value means relative worth. We talked about the word relative means that I am the blood relative of something important. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The only reason, my brother, the only reason, my sister, that you do not have worth and value is you're not a blood relative of the Most High. You are a blood relative of the Most Low by choice, because you are choosing to be the victim and not the victor by choice. Because you are establishing and identifying what you feel by right. I have the right to feel what I want to feel. I have the R-I-G-H-T. I choose not to. I choose not to feel what is real. I choose to reaffirm that pain that wants me to have a woe is me mentality. I choose to. It's a choice I make every day. You call me the N-word. I choose not to react. I choose it. I don't analyze it. I don't debate it. I don't think about it. I make a choice to perform a W, to perform a R-I-T-E. So I make a choice to not allow people to treat me any way they want. I make a choice to take my energy, my confidence, my attitude, my current, or my currency. I make a choice every day, and I do not accept. How do I do it? Number one, I stop blaming other people. Number two, I have more compassion for myself than I do for you. Number three, I have an attitude of gratitude. Number four, I resist self-sabotage. The moment that you react, you are sabotaging yourself. When you react, you enact. The moment that you react, you empower their play. You take the power from your design. I choose not to do this. I choose not to empower your act, your drama, or your play. I choose to empower my design. I choose to perform the acts of kindness. I choose to forgive and let go. I choose to build my own confidence. I choose learned empowerment or optimism instead of learned helplessness. I choose to learn be optimistic. I refuse to learn to be helpless. I refuse. And the way that I do that? By making a choice. I stop playing the victim game or the blame game. I start seeing value. And how do I see value? Because I'm a relative of the Most High. But that means nothing. The power comes when you become valiant, as I talked about yesterday. That is the true world of value. The true definition of the word value is the word valiant. And as I talked about on yesterday's show, the word valiant means bold, it means brave, it means stout heart, stout-heartedness, boldness. The ability to choose life over death. I'm not saying it's not easy. I'm just saying that I choose to take responsibility. I choose to respond to the ability that God placed within inside of me. It's a choice. I choose to be responsible. It's a choice. I choose to be responsible. It is a choice. I choose to take ownership. It is a choice. I choose to take accountability. It is a choice. I refuse to blame. I refuse to make an excuse. I refuse to operate in denial. I have the right to stand up for my religious beliefs. I have the right. I choose not to. I have the right to stand up to racial injustices. I have the right. I choose not to. I have the right to stand up for pro-choice. I have the right. But I choose not to picket in front of Planned Parenthood. I have the right to stand up for economic injustice. I have the right to stand up for unfair loan practices inside of the black community. I have the right. I've been unfairly targeted for driving while black. I have the right. I have the right to stand up for my rights as a black man to be respected in America. I choose not to. I have the right. I have the R-I-G-H-2. I also could write my congressman. I could write right now. I could sit down and I could W-R-I-T-E right now. I could write a bunch of letters. I could speak out. But I choose not to. Instead, I choose to be valiant. As we talked about yesterday, I make a choice. You have that choice today. Or you can continue to fight for your R-I-G-H-T. That's your right. Now, and you could write. You could W-R-I-T-E. That's your right. Or you could be brave. You could be worthy. You could be strong. This word, again, simply means that you refer. The word valiant, as we talked about yesterday, I'm just mentioning it again. It means that you are in a position to be of value, to be strong. It means to be worthy. It means to be well. It means to have power. It means to be able. But how do I have this power? Where did I get it from? How do I be strong when everything in me says to lash out or to do something or to stand up? The cop pulled me over. Everything in my body says, when you walk into my window, I'm ready to go to off. Man, why the hell you pulled me over? I'm driving the speed limit. I got my license, all my headlights, nothing's wrong. I got pulled over one time in the middle of the day for weaving, and the guy asked me, was I drinking? I said, hell no, I wasn't drinking. I know why you pulled me over. It ain't got nothing to do with weaving. I had the right. That's when I was young, dumb, and stupider. Now, I don't question authority, even though I have the right. I don't write my congressman, even though I have the right. I exercise my right, R-I-T-E. It is my prayer that everybody listening to the sound of my voice understands what I'm about to say. Because right now, as I'm speaking to you, you could realize that something is flawed in the system. And you could fight that flaw. Or instead of putting all of your energy into fighting for your rights, you could put all of your energy into performing a formal ceremony, a procedure, a particular system. That's why I have a system. It's called a life management system. I put all my energy into that. I put zero energy into standing up for my rights. So if you violate my religious rights, I could care less. If you violate my civil rights, I don't give a damn. If you violate my economic rights, I don't care less. As long as you do not interrupt my observance of a custom that I have established that allows me to count the number. Now, I challenge everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice to go to dictionary.com or your dictionary of your choice and type in the word R-I-T-E. I challenge you today. You can understand where my power comes from. Why no devil or no demon has power over me. Because I have aligned myself with a higher authority. I go above their heads. I am in a religious observance or ceremony that is based upon the ability to count numbers. Now, I need you to understand, because many of us, again, have not been exposed to the truth. We got King James Version or somebody else's version. When you look at the definition of the word R-I-T-E, it means underneath the word N-U-M-B-E-R, the English word number, the word right translates from the word read, R-E-A-D. I need you to, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The word read means to look carefully as to understand meaning. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So something has happened to me, and I want to fight. The dude walked up to me, man. He called me out of my name. He called me the N-word. That is a racial injustice. He's violating my civil rights. I want to fight for my rights. I'm going to write, W-R-I-T-E, a letter. Or I can perform a rite. I'm going to read the word R-I-T-E means R-E-A-D. Again, don't believe me. Please don't believe me. It means you go to the number. The number is going to take you. Now, look at the chart that I gave you. It's called your Diakonia Report. It's called the Life Optimization Chart. You're going to see some numbers on that. And underneath those numbers, you're going to see some freaking letters. And those letters, if you look carefully at them, you will understand the meaning of why you're on this freaking planet. And it's not here to do what you're doing. You are falling for the trick that the devil did on Eve and everybody else. It's the same trick. It's a freaking distraction. It is designed to get you away from your design, and it's working like clockwork. The greatest trick I've ever seen, I see it every day, all day, 24/7, 365, is designed to make you or take you away from your significance. What is the definition of the word worth and value? Significance. You have no worth and no value because all of your meaning, you spend all of your time fighting for the injustice that's happening to you because you feel something. Now, I am not saying what you're feeling is not real. In fact, it is damn real because it's happening. So you have an option. You could spend all of your time and your energy fighting for your rights. Or you can spend all your time, energy, responding to your ability. The word responsibility means the word respondability. Please look at the word responsibility. Because if you do not respond, then you become what is called a liability. And if you are a liability, that means, now look at the word liability, you're going to see the word two words, lie and the word ability. That means you receive the lie. Because you're fighting for your R-I-G-H-T. That's a lie. You have no rights. You only have design. So if I can get you to stop, look at the word responsibility, responding to your ability. God put ability inside you. It's called a gift. It's called a talent. It's called a skill. It's called a diakonia, which I've given you. Now, if you do not respond, if you turn your back on it because you got rights, what you now are doing is now you stop being a victor, and now, by universal spiritual law, you must be a victor. You stop drawing stuff. Now you got to go get it because you don't have it. You just gave it away. How did you give it away? The word ability, if you respond ability. The word ability means to respond. But what are you responding to? Are you responding to shizness that's happening outside of you? I'll pause for a moment while you ponder the depth of the statement. Are you responding to Donald Trump? Are you responding when the white man calls you a nigger? Are you responding? Are you a white man responding to a black man who calling you a quack? Are you responding? Are you responding? Now, this is a good one right here. Are you responding to the Reverend Dr. Bishop? Are you responding to people in your care who need you? Are you responding? Are you responding? Is there anybody? Listen to the sound of my voice that is responding. You are violating universal spiritual law. You're not a responder. You're a sender and a receiver. Your job is to receive from the Pater, and then you send. Now, let me make sure you understand, because the definition, as we described earlier, the word value gives us the word valiant, which breaks down to the word, again, count, which gives us the word read. So if you do not do what I do, you do not, and they, whoever they are, they've never done. I've never heard anybody say. Now, everybody that I've heard who talk about the word R-I-T-E, they talk about a demonic or some type of a ceremony. Have anybody heard anything different? Anybody? Yeah, that's what I thought. I've never heard. If you go to dictionary.com and you look up the definition of the word R-I-T-E, it's going to say a formal or religious ceremony. And then most people say, yep, that's it. They close their book up and they go home. Every Reverend Dr. Bishop I know, that's what they say. And every other person I know. Because why? That's normal. That requires no energy, no effort. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. That's the one that I read. And so if you look up where it says word origin, notice it's all the way down at the bottom of the page and dictionary.com. All the way down at the very, very, very bottom. Why? Nobody's going to dig down there because the devil's down in the details, homie. Everybody I know lives on the freaking surface. Not you, of course, but other people. And I don't live on the surface, man. I'm not no surface dude. I'm not shallow. I take time, and I do my damn research and my homework. That's why no reverend and no doctor and no bishop will ever look me in the eyeball and tell me I'm wrong, ever in life. They do not have that right because they have not performed the right. See, you get something called vision. It's the ability to see the hook and the uppercut. So when somebody is getting ready, if I'm in a confrontation, let's talk physical. And I see this guy, by the way, that he's moving, that he has a little training in either, let's say, Hapkido. Maybe he got a little training in some kind of MMA. Maybe he's a grappler. No, he know I do some ground fighting. And I know his job is just he wants to grab me so that way he can try, you know, I already know his game. And so I already know because of something called discernment. His ability to see something before it happens. So he throws the left hook with the uppercut. So I duck and I lean back. Why? I can see. That's what I'm talking about. Worth and value is the ability to see. That's all it is. How do you establish worth and value? You don't. You just got it. Okay, I got worth and value. Yes, you do. Brother Will, how do I see it? Who are you being? That's how you see. What are you doing? That's how you see. What do you have? That's how you see. So I'm watching what you are being. Guess what I see? I see somebody who's responding. I don't see somebody who's counting. Now, remember, the definition of the word R-I-T-E means, go down to the bottom of the page, you're going to see a Latin word, rictus, R-I-T-U. In the Old Testament, it's called root or groove or grove. So let me go to the Old Testament, having the word G-R-O-V-E. Triple dare you to type it in. G-R-O-V. They'll be Bahamian in California right now. All of the 1%ers, they go to the Bahamian grove. Triple dare you to type it in. Go to Google and look it up. Why do all the 1%ers go to the Bahamian Grove? There's a big owl out there that they worship and they do sacrifices out there. whether real or ritual, whatever, who cares? But they go out there and they do that. Why they are performing a rite? Why you Negroes, not you personally, but people you know, y'all are writing, y'all doing W-R-I-T-E, or you're fighting for your civil rights, R-I-G-H-T, but you're not performing a R-I-T-E. See, the word right comes from the word to count the number. In the Greek, it is the word art. Arithmos, arithmos. What is the word arithmetic? Everything in the universe is based upon numbers. The God of the universe is a numerical God. He's not the God, he's a God. He's the God of gematria. He's the God of geometry. Everything is based upon the ability to count the number. The Bible says, here is wisdom. What does the Bible say? What does it say? I'm not making this shit up. What does it say? Here is wisdom. Count. Know the number. Do you know your numbers? Do you know your numbers? You should know nothing. The only thing that you should know is your 12 numbers that's on that circle that I gave you. And I got that from the big G. I didn't make it up. But see, the devil knows that you don't know because you're fighting for your rights. You're not performing a right. The only way to establish worth and value, this is how I did it. I don't know about nobody else. This is how I did it. This is how I know. I don't have no freaking belief system. I got a knowing system. I die today gladly for my knowing system because I know I don't have a belief system. I don't believe in God. I know God because I spend time with God. Because God hid himself. He's chosen to use the foolishness of numbers. He's chosen to use the foolishness of this stuff that we call language. Language is a distraction. Language causes division. God is not about division. Numbers cause division. Everything on this earth, math, music, and language, all three of them cause division. Well, hero is where the God that I serve is the God of oneness. So the only reason that you cannot have worth and value is if you are still fighting for something that you don't even need. Because why? You got a feeling. Why? Because you had a thought. Now remember, thoughts create feelings. Feelings create actions. So you have a thought. That thought creates a feeling, so you go out and you fight for your R-I-G-H-T. Or you have a thought. That thought creates a feeling, and now you go out and you take action, and you go on W-R-I-T-E. I'm going to write a letter to my congressman. I'm going to go down there and petition the school board. That's great, boo-boo. Knock yourself out. Me, I'm going to do an R-I-T-E. I'm going to come home. I'm going to count my numbers. I'm going to read. If you go on the bottom of the page, it says English, R-I-M, which means number. It says C, rite of passage. French word, right? De passage. Coined by French anthropologists in 1873. Underneath that, R-I-T-E, we see R-E-A-D. Read. The word read means to look carefully in order to understand something. How do you establish worth and value? Look carefully in order to understand. Are you looking carefully today? Are you looking carefully? Okay, Brother Will, what the beep are we supposed to look at? Well, the word read means riddle. It comes from the word riddle. The word read, again, means to counsel. It means to advise. It means to persuade. It means to discuss. It means to deliberate. It means to rule. It means to guide. It means to arrange. It means to equip. It means to learn by reading. It means to put in order. The word read. The word read comes from the word riddle. R-I-D-D-L-E. That's what this is, a riddle. So riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big, bad bat? Y'all remember Batman? What is Batman all about? This dark figure who comes out at night and fights. You see, brothers and sisters, the word riddle is a question. It's a puzzle. Right now, there's a question, there's a puzzle going on. It's a word game or a joke. The word riddle means a word game or a joke. Now, most of us are serious. People kill people. There are people listening to the sound of my voice. I guarantee you, after today's message, even before I can disconnect, before I can post this on YouTube, I'll be getting some hate mail because of something I said that people respond to. So it's not what I say, it's what you hear. It's what you perceive. So remember, the moment you respond, the moment that happens, you disconnect from God. So God says one thing, my son and my daughter, do not respond to the cosmogrator. That's what God is telling you today. God sent me here. I didn't hear no audible voice. I have to call the sermon. In my gut, I was talking to a client this morning, and I was explaining to the client that I'm three times your age. The things that you are doing right now, I've already done. So I'm explaining to you what I did. When I was your age, I responded. You put your hands on me, I'm going to put my hands on you. Respond. It's called react, enact. That dog does not hunt. Now, everybody does it. If not everybody does it, that doesn't mean it's right. Especially when you don't get results. And then I said, there got to be a better way. So I did what? I asked a question, which is the word riddle, which gives us the word read, which gives us the word valiant, which gives us the word value. So value comes from solving riddles. We call them problems. All the rich men, Bill Gates became the richest man in the world because he did what? He put a laptop or a computer on everybody's freaking table because computers were supposed to be in big buildings. He made the computer accessible to people, and thus computers made life easier. They solved problems. People who solve problems make money. So you got a problem right now. What is your problem? Your problem is you are responding. You're not responsible. You say, Brother Will, you understand, brother? No, I think I do. I got 50-plus years of responding. I just got burnt out. I just got tired of responding. Now I know my worth and my value. So now I don't respond. I ask questions. They call me the N-word. First thing comes to my word, my brain. Why do they call me the N-word? I don't ask them. I ask myself. Why would they call me the N-word? Oh, something's going on in their life. So I can fight them, but I'm not fighting them because they got a dad that's home. He one of the good old boys that beat the snot out of him and said that he ain't got no cojones if he don't go out and do racial slurs. I didn't know that guy, you know, like even with my own biological father. There was stuff that happened, and I finally talked to my biological father, and I realized that his biological father. Then I talked to his biological father, and I realized his biological father punched him in the mouth, slapped him around, same thing that he did to me, his biological father did to him. Oh. I have a relationship with my father now because I understand him. When I didn't understand my father, I hated him. I didn't understand why my father didn't take care of me when I was a kid. His father didn't take care of him when he was a kid. His father didn't take care of him. Father before him was a slave. Oh, okay, that makes sense now. All my hate and my fighting was gone. I stopped fighting my father. And my father was sleeping good at night. He didn't give a beep. I was the one that had the problem, not him. See, whoever you're fighting, they don't even know you exist. They sleep good at night. How do I know? Sister X, who did all that stuff to me when I was a kid, I hated her. I wanted to put a bullet in her head. Somebody else beat me to it. Y'all don't even know. I, every day when I was in the Marines, that's all I thought about was getting back home so I can find Sister X. Why? She freaking disrespected me, man. She killed my mama, in my brain anyway. Now remember, this is a child's perspective. So right now, you're fighting. You're fighting, but the person you're fighting, guess what they're doing? They eating Captain Kirk's cereal right now watching TV. They don't even know you exist, but you hate them, and they don't even know you're alive. That's what's so sad. See, the sad thing about the way the system is set up, this system is designed to make you a victim and not a victor. And the only reason that you can stop being a victim is for you to own it. How? Responsibility. Number one, to establish worth and value is the word responsibility. The word responsibility means respondability. Respond to the ability. What ability, Brother Will? I don't have no ability, brother. Well, I got 12 attributes and characteristics that you got that makes you powerful, because I counted them. Because that's what it says inside the Helios Biblos. Know that here is wisdom. If anybody want to know wisdom, anybody want to know wisdom? I do. I don't know about y'all, but I want wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So the Bible says I already got it. The Bible says that God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. The Bible says that He had known what I needed before I even asked. The Bible says that if I, being evil, know how to give good gifts to my children, and I do, I did well for my children. I took care of them. Then the Bible says, well, how much more will your Heavenly Father take care of you? So God has already done everything. That's what He said. It was finished. It was done. So why am I working like a Hebrew slave? Because I do not know the measure of a man. Do you know the measure of a man? Do you know the measure of a man? Because the Bible says that here is wisdom. Now, wisdom is an interesting word because we're talking about worth and value. So worth and value is found in the ability to count. Now, Revelation 13:18 says, here is a call for wisdom. Okay, I'm gonna call y'all. I'm calling everybody right now. Are y'all listening? I'm calling you. The Bible tells me to make a call. This is a wisdom. In the King James, it says it this way in Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. That's why all I do is I found that number 666. And it's a carbon atom. And I did the whole series, carbon 7, which is the super being. That's how you transfigure, by knowing that you are made up of 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, 666. The Bible says anybody that can figure that out, they got wisdom. So I decided when I was a young whippersnapper, I want wisdom. So I want to figure it out. So I've been researching. Since January the 1st of 2009, full-time, nonstop, 24-7, 365, quit my job, divorced my first wife, and got me a little apartment, and I just sit there. And I said, as I had my 40, I had my Glock loaded, and I said, I'm going to put a bullet in my head if God don't show up. I was serious. Now, most people, yeah, still playing church. I don't recommend you do as extreme. You know, I'm an extreme dude. I don't recommend that you do that. However, God knew I was playing. I was not playing. From that day to this day, it's been nonstop download. Why? God knows I'm serious. Are you serious? See, many of us, we've been victimized. Now, when I was a kid, certain things happened that didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand. It did not understand. Now, remember, the way that you become a victim is oppression. Cruel, harsh, unjust treatment that is perceived. I say something, somebody say something to you, somebody punches you, someone hits you, somebody don't give you no food. All of these things happened to me when I was a kid. I thought it was cruel. I thought it was harsh. I thought it was unjust. It didn't make sense. I didn't understand. Well, we ate good. Sister Shields came around. All of a sudden, my mama stopped feeding us. I didn't understand. See, she had Sister Shields beat us. I didn't understand. Like, she's not my mama. Why she beat me? I didn't understand. I thought it was cruel. I thought it was harsh. I thought it was unjust. Stage one. Next stage after that, you think about it. Now, I was a little kid, and we used to ride in the back of this old truck, and we would go from town to town to these damn, you know, services. It'd be cold. I'm sitting in the back of the truck thinking. I'm pondering. That act of pondering about the oppression causes depression. Now, remember, first you got to be oppressed. Then, after repeated, now remember, repetition. Repetition makes you a good reptilian. So the devil got a good system in place. He activates your, what they call the kundalini, which activates the reptile brain. So he got all these people who walk around trying to activate their kundalini. They activate, voluntarily activating the snake. I don't understand. I'm still trying to figure it out. It's craziest thing since sliced bread. So they activate the kundalini, which activates the reptile brain and disconnects you from the rest of your brain. So now you're thinking about the three F's: fun, fighting and effing. Have y'all seen the news? Have you seen Donald Trump, our president? What is he talking about? Fun, fighting, and effing. Why? He's a reptile. He's a reptilian. He repeated. Somebody oppressed him. He repeatedly thought about it. That lowered his minister. Again, don't believe me. Look at the definition of the word depression at dictionary.com. It means to lower one's mental state to make room for a new one. So right now, the only reason that you're responding is because you're not you. See, I know you're not you, but I need to tell you you're not you. Because the person that's responding in you, that's not you, you need to get rid of that person. That's called the ruling disposition. See, the Bible calls him the strong man. He says, no man can go into another man's house unless he first bind the strong man. See, that disposition, that's a lie. That's not you. Because you've been oppressed, been depressed. You lowered your mental state. You lowered your disposition. And then once you lower that, then recession comes in. If you are an adult. If you're not an adult, no recession. Possession takes place. See, I got possessed when I was a little kid. Now, psychology calls it arrested development disorder. I like that word. It's more, how can we say that? It's more applicable. It's more receivable. Oh, there's nothing wrong with Johnny. He just, you know, had a hard childhood, and he had arrested development disorder. Now, they got a bunch of mental disorders now, kind of like a boy in the movie Split. Now, do you remember in the movie Split what happened to a boy? They showed it real quick toward the end of the movie. And his name was something, what was his name? Michael Crum. And the guy, the lady told him, the therapist said, say his name. Why in the Bible, Jesus always asked the demons, what is your name? Notice they never want to give him his name. Now, in the movie Split, they trying to tell him something, but are y'all listening? In the movie Split, something happens to the dude when they say his name. In real life, something happens to the demons when you say their name. So when Jesus comes and says, hey, what's your name? Demons, we don't want to tell you your name. Y'all read the list of Jesus' silence? Then demons will fight. All of the movies, they never want to say their name. And the priest is wrestling with them, what is your name, demon? And they don't want to say nothing. The word demon just means disposition. So the definition of the word I just read, R-I-T-E, it means read, which means the ability to understand. That's what the word name means. Man is name. Name is man, the ability to count. If you don't understand the disposition, you can't get rid of the disposition. So the only reason, my brothers and sisters, you don't have worth, you don't have value, or you can't see it because it's there. I can see it in you. That's why I talk to you. That's why you're on the show. That's why you're part of the life management team. Because I see worth and value. The demonstration, the disposition that you are expressing right now, that's not you. I know it. Maybe you don't, but I know. You got worth and you got value, brother. You got worth and you got value, sister. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a joint heir. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. And you walk around acting like a poor creature. That is not you. I don't know who it is, but it's not you. In my book on Dare to Be You on page 33, I put it on page 33 on purpose because I am thirsty. I want to be able to always remember that even in my sleep. When the demons and devils show up and they try to, harass me in my sleep, I got the whole page memorized. I got scriptures that I can quote for hours because he's written his laws in my heart. He's no longer written his laws on tablets of stone. He's written his laws on the hearts and the minds of his people. How do you establish worth and value? How do you see your worth and your value? Your worth and your value comes from the worth and value giver. So when he tells me, boy, you ain't nothing, I tell him John 1:12 says that I am a child of God. John 15:1 says that I am a part of the true vine, the true branch, and the Father is the gardener. And so when he tells me Jesus don't love you, God don't love you, you're nobody, you're worthless piece of, when the voice of my grandmother comes into my head, they're saying, boy, you ain't going to be nothing. You're going to be a low-down, dirty dog like your daddy. John 15 pops in my head and says, I will no longer call you a slave because slaves do not understand what their master is doing. I call you a friend. I call you a son. See, I'm a son of God. I'm a royal priest. I'm a holy nation. I'm a joint heir. This disposition that y'all see, that is not me. Yes, I have bad days too. Sometimes the old man comes up. And I got to remind myself of Romans 6:6. We know that our old man has been crucified with him so that the body of sin would no longer dominate us, so that we no longer be enslaved to it. So every time the old man acts up, I read Romans 6:6. Then I read Romans 3:24, which says, I have been justified freely by his grace. So when the devil tells me, boy, you ain't got no skills, you ain't got no talent, you ain't this, you ain't that, hey, I've been justified freely, then cost me a freaking dime. Freely. Now, see, that's the God I serve. Everybody else got a hoop-jumping God. The God I got, he freely gave me his grace through redemption by his son. That's what Romans 3:24 tells me. So I give God what he gave me back. Why? God said he honors his word above his own name. That's how I establish my worth and my value. If I got to depend upon somebody outside of me for my worth and my value, I'm in deep shizness, because there's very few people in my circle who like me, who see me. Let me put it that way. What does that mean, brother? What does that mean? See. Do the people in your circle, do they see you? How do they treat you? Now, remember, how do you see worth and value? Number one, who are you being? Number two, what are you doing? Number three, what do you have? Oh, if you ain't got no convertible Bentley, you ain't got no worth and value in some circles. Now, where I'm from, if you got a job and a car, you balling. I go back to Richmond right now. First thing I'm going to ask you, boy, how many kids you got? Same five that I had all the time. Now I got two in my second marriage. But how many women? Every time I go home, there's people in my family. Not even in my family, I should say, my friends. They said, dude, so you got all your kids by the same woman? Oh, man, you ain't nothing, homie. I thought you was balling. The craziest thing since sliced bread. Why? That's how they establish their worth and their value. So what if I establish my worth and my value by their opinion, which is I need to have a plethora of women, and all of them need, and I need to have a plethora of kids, none of which I can pay for or take care of. Now, does that make sense to you? Now, again, I'm a little slow. Maybe I'm missing something. But I got grown folks. I'm talking about Negroes in their 50s. Still standing on the same corner. Still trying to hook up with girls now that are in their 20s trying to make babies. Why? That's worth and value to them. They are connected to the wrong authority figure. They can't count. Wisdom is found in Revelation 13:18, the ability to see the attributes and characteristics that's inside of your name. Brothers and sisters, specifically, this is your worth and your value. Number one, who are you being? You mean to tell me you are responding to events that's happening outside of you instead of learning from the revelation that's going on inside of you? What revelation, Brother Will? By you sitting down and studying to show yourself approved unto God and not men. If you respond to stuff outside of you, you believe the lie about you. That makes you a liability. So the fact that you're responding means that you are believing. I don't respond to the N-word because I'm not an N-word. You call me a nigga all you want. Thankfully, I worked in a prison where I got called that every day all day. I had to develop a thick skin. God took me through the process of everything that I'm sharing with you before I can share with you. Thankfully, I had a plethora of jobs. Then I found that now I don't get my worth and my value from my job. Thankfully, I've had a plethora of cars. Where I'm from, your car is turning your worth and your value. Where I'm from, put your hand on somebody's car. I remember when I was a kid, my oldest brother got into a fight with one of my cousins because I put my hand on his car. I just leaned up against the car. We were in the fight, and his family. Negroes will kill you. He goes to the hood right now. Negroes riding around with the rims that's worth more than a house, $5,000 per rim. That's just the rim. I ain't talking about the tire, the car, the engine, nothing of that. Why? That's where they get their worth and their value. Negroes walking around with chains. Have y'all seen the rappers now? You seen their shoes? You seen their shirt? You seen their jacket? You seen their rings? You seen the gold in their mouth? That's how they establish their worth and their value. If I watch the culture, if I watch the freaking videos and I watch and I listen to all the mumble rappers, you mean to tell me now, mumble rap, for y'all that's, you know, rapping where you can't, people can't understand. You mean to tell me that the culture is telling me the inability to speak is valuable? Are you serious? Are you? I'm trying to wrap my brain around this. So the rappers don't speak properly on purpose. Mumble rap is what they call it. It's in. Everybody, listen to the rap music. What did he say? I don't know, dog. You got to listen. You got to buy. You got to go to YouTube and look up the lyrics just to understand what they're saying now. And that's how the children coming up are establishing their worth and their value with their ability to mumble. And if you fall for that shizness, oh man, you are now a liability. Now, the word liability, now remember, if you don't, number one, responsibility, number two, liability, number three, handicap. That's the three-step process for demonic possession or disposition. So, number one, you don't respond to the ability that God placed inside of you. You now are pointing at somebody and you're blaming. You're saying, Father, I know you put ability inside of me, but Jim Bob disrespect me. Go get him. So now you have blame. You have an excuse, and you are denying your ability. Because why? You're not responding to it. Because if you look at your ability, that's your worth and your value, but you can't see it because you haven't studied. What am I supposed to study, Brother Will? That chart I gave you got four numbers on it. Each one of those four numbers is made up of two other numbers. Each number represents one of the numbers in your development on your clock. In the last page, or at the end of your Dear Community Report, there is something called 12 cell salts. Those line up with those 12 numbers that make up your kirka or your circle. You stay in your mother's womb for 9 months. You are born devoid of three. You are given, the Father give you three. Nine. The other three, you got to get on your own. Do you know which of the three attributes you don't have? That you have, but you have to develop them. So if you look at your chart, you're going to see that there's two numbers in your life path number that make up the single digit number. Let's say, for example, your life path number is 8. And the number that make up the number 8 is the number 2 and the number 6. The number 2 represents peace. The number 6 represents compassion. You're born with that. And it's very important to understand that. Now, those two numbers, again, give you the number 8. So that's three numbers. And then you go to the next part, that's the expression number. And let's say your expression number is the number, let's say number 9. And that number 9 is made up of the number 90. Well, 0, again, yeah, but 9, that's the royalty number. And then you go to the next number, and let's say you are the number 4. But the 4 is made up of the number 3, which means creation, and the number 1, which means leadership. The number 4, which means stability. So right now, that's 9 numbers. So you got that. But the last one, which is the outer expression, that's the part of you you got to develop. And let's say that number is, let's say 5. Let's say the way you get your number 5 is about the number 1 and number 4. So that means you are an independent leader that needs stability. So the devil is going to make sure that you are never, ever, ever in a stable environment that's allowing you to lead because you can't establish your freedom. But if you don't count, if you don't read, if you don't study to understand, here is wisdom. Understand yourself. Oh, no. You know, everybody on the Dallas Cowboys, but you don't know yourself. This is all I did. This is how I got my black ass out of the prison. That's the prison of my own brain. I was never prison. I was always free, but I was in a prison of my own making because all I did was respond to all of the adversity that I went through. I was an angry dude. I wanted to hurt somebody, man. I wanted to put my hands around somebody's neck. I wanted to watch the life leave their body. Y'all don't understand. I pray you don't understand. I was angry. That's why I went to the Marine Corps because they treated me to kill people. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to kill. And they taught me good. But I had to get rid of that anger because God was like, oh, yeah, that's not for you. And my daughter was born. And when I saw my daughter, it changed my life. But I couldn't put my arms around her neck. God said, you want to kill somebody? Kill her. and watching my daughter, who's now an adult, life. My daughter looked at me with unconditional love. No matter what I did, my daughter said, she put her arms up when I came home from work every day. She said, Dada, Dada. And you tell me that I'm going to send somebody like that to burn forever in hell. A child. You are God's child. If you do not wrap your brain around that ability to understand you're made in his image and his life, you will not see worth and value in your life. Because the enemy wants to make sure that you are afraid of God the way I was afraid of my father. So all my life, I hated God because I hated my biological father. Because we get our, the way that we interact with our heavenly father is a direct replication of how we interact with our earthly father. My earthly father abandoned me. So I figured my heavenly father was going to abandon me. So I set out to violate every scripture I could freaking find. And I did a damn good job of it. Do you know what he did? The same way I treated my baby when she needed a diaper change, when she needed a bottle, when she was sick, when she wanted a new toy, when she grew up and started getting into dance, I went to every dance recital. I paid for freaking every outfit, $5,000, whatever it cost. Whatever it cost, because of the love that I had for my daughter and my son. We are God's daughters and sons. For you to think that your father is going to not respond, he said that he would do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask him to think. Worth and value comes from understanding that you have a father who loves you and cherishes you, and he sees worth and value in you. So you are not a liability. You are not handicapped. The word handicap means hand cap. Someone has handed you a cap on your ability. That means you can't be you. How did they do that? They got you to respond and take somebody else's disposition. What do you mean, Brother Will? Okay. An event happened. It was an injustice. You started fighting. That made you handicapped. How? You did not take responsibility. The word responsibility means to respond to the ability inside of you, not respond to the events that are happening outside of you. If you are responding to events that's happening outside of you, you are denying the ability that is within inside of you. Once you deny that ability that is inside of you, you are believing the lie about your ability. Once you believe the lie about your ability, you become a liability. Once you become a liability, now you are handicapped. I've just handed a ceiling. You can only make $12 an hour. Period. I don't care what you do, how many classes you take. Your brain does everything you do because you believe the lie. Because you did not respond. Because you were led astray by the lust of your own flesh. Something happened outside of you that was a fault. It was wrong, Brother Will. I understand. I had to go and fight, man. I got to defend my honor. Okay. Go ahead, boo-boo. I understand. I've been there, done that, too. Thankfully, I got tired of fighting and winning. On January 1st of 2009, I quit. I took out my Glock, and I said, this is a wrap. I don't want to play no more. God said, the game ain't over, homie. I'm in the rules round chump. And that's when I started establishing my worth and my value, because I stopped listening to people outside of me, and I started listening to people inside of me. Now, I don't care what goes on outside of me. I don't care if my car gets retold. I don't care what happens outside of me, man. What happens outside of me has nothing to do with what's going on inside of me. The only thing that matters to me is what's going on inside of me. That's how you count. That's how you perform a R-I-T-E. It has nothing to do with what's taught on TV and all that other stuff. It has to do with you going inside and you having a personal, private, productive relationship with the big G. Because the kingdom of God is within. That's what the scripture says. And when you go inside of yourself, then you start to be yourself. Number one, to establishing worth and value, be yourself. That's what the first book I ever wrote, Dare to Be You. Because if you are being somebody else, you are being a copy. Be original or die a copy. Number one, to establishing your worth, to seeing your worth and seeing your value, who you are determines who you are. So, who's your daddy? Who you are determines what you do or what you be. What you be determines what you do. What you do determines what you have. So the question is, again, whose, not who are you, whose, W-H-O-S-E. There is a war going on right now for whose you are. Somebody wants you to believe that God doesn't exist. Somebody wants you to believe that you're your own God. Somebody wants you to believe that, you know, Hare Krishna or Buddha or Muhammad. Somebody wants you to believe they don't want you to know whose you are. Because if you don't know, remember, my worth and my value comes from a higher authority. That's what the word means. My worth and my value comes from a higher authority. I didn't determine it on my own. I didn't determine my race. I didn't determine my height. I didn't determine my IQ. All of that stuff was predetermined. The Bible says that God knew me in my mother's womb. So there is vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Who determines what vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor? I don't. I wish I did have that power and that authority. Some people think I got that power and authority, but I don't. I don't have the power to determine and anoint the vessel of honor or anoint the vessel of dishonor. Some people say I got that power. I wish I did, but I don't. There's a higher power. He makes vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. He says, does the clay have the right to say to the potter, make me dust? In other words, can you, limited being, say to unlimited being, make me dust? Yeah, that dog does not hunt. A lot of people try me. They convince themselves that they do. But all I'm going to do is say one thing. People that tell me that they're God, really, make a tree. You can plant one, make one out of thin air. Okay, you're not God. God can create out of thin air. Everybody else just manipulates. God creates. So it's really easy to disprove all these fools who walk around talking about that they are gods. Now, you are made in God's image. You have God's attributes. You have God's characteristics. But you are not the. You're just a miniature version of a bigger version. My son is not me. He's my son. He's got my attributes and my characteristics, but he's not me. So the way that I establish value, the way that I establish worth is I go back to the person who gave me my worth and my value. Whose you are determines who you are being. So my worth and my value comes from me being who God designed me to be. So anytime I see somebody who don't have worth and value, I know they're not being who God designed them to be because they don't even know. So how do you determine who God designed you to be? Well, as it says in Revelation 13:8, go to the numbers. There's a whole book called the Book of Numbers. God said he gave us numbers, they call stars, to be a guide and to be our seasons. So, okay, I need direction. Consult the stars. They call it astrotheology. Some people call it astrophysics. Some people call it astronomy. Some people call it the zodiac sign. Now, some people say that's of the devil. Okay, I got a big problem with that because God told Job, where were you when I spun the heavens and I made the stars? God says that he knows the stars by name. He counts the stars. He knows the number of stars. So you calling God a lie? Okay, let's see whose word is more powerful. Because God said he honors his word above his name. So I'm going to go with God's word instead of anything else. And guess what happened? When I started doing that since January the 1st of 2009, my life has changed. Everything that I've aligned with, I dropped my desires and I aligned with my design. That's worth and value. I saw my design. And I was like, hey, I like that guy. Who's that? God said, that's you, boo-boo. Like, really? I have none of those attributes and characteristics. He said, you do. You just can't see them. So I know the truth. Yeah, you are born with it. You don't have to go get it. Really? Where's it at? It's inside of you. Okay? Whatever. All that noise is keeping you from seeing it. What noise? You driving from San Antonio, Texas to Corpus Christi to play football. Now, I know you love your brother, but I got a better calling for you. Yeah, but I love football. So you playing semi-pro football. You're going to end up getting broke up. Knees is gone. Hamstrings gone. You're suffering a concussion, and you're not going to be no professional football player. Let it go. Well, that's my dream. Okay? Whose will are you going to do, yours or mine? Well, I don't know. Okay, when you finish, then deny yourself your dream. Pick up your cross, my design. Follow me. When you're ready, I'm here waiting for you. That's what he told me. I don't know what he told you. Worth and value, you got it. It's called a cross. Now, on your circle, right in the middle is a cross. If you look at that circle that I gave you, there's a line going down from 12 to 6. There's another line going down, going across from 9 to 3. Right in the center, where your four numbers meet, that's a cross. That's yours. Pick that up. Deny yourself first. Right now, you're carrying yourself. That's that false disposition. You know how you're responding to all the shit that's happening outside of you? You got to stop doing that first. You got to deny yourself. Now, that's going to take some time. I'm an old dude. Took me 40 years. So you've been at it for how long? It took me 40. So it might take you a little time, boo-boo. It's okay. God ain't going nowhere. He's waiting on you. You got to deny yourself. Stop responding to shit that's not your fight. But, Brother Will, you understand, man, they're killing babies over there. You know, okay, did God call you to go pick it in front of freaking Planned Parenthood? Did God call you to be a part of, you know, that movement? If he did, go do that. If he didn't, that is not your fight. God did not call me. I'm an etymologist. I'm a replacer of error. I reveal truth and destroy error. That's my design. I got to do that. But, Brother Will, there is something over here, but we need to save the whales. I like whales, but that's not my calling. You will not see me drive around with no damn sign come on, save no freaking whales. I like the whales. Let's not get it twisted. But that ain't my design, homie. You are being distracted by all of these other causes and that you care about. I mean, it's people. But, Brother Will, you know, it's little Johnny. Okay. I like little Johnny, too. That's why he got me. Remember, I raised 13 kids pretty much. Five of my own. What I do? I brought other people's kids into my house and took care of them. Now, that was great. Awesome, brother. It came at a cost. Would I do it again? Maybe not. What am I saying? Tomorrow, we're going to get down to number two. And we'll hopefully wrap it up with also two and three tomorrow as I talk about what are you doing? I did a lot of stuff, brothers and sisters, 68 jobs, 23 failed businesses, moved 25 times, 25-year marriage. I did a lot of stuff. What are you doing, brother? You know all the stuff I did? None of it is what I'm doing now. What does that mean? All of that. Now, it was great. I learned a lot of shit, met a lot of people. Was that my design? Was that what I was called to do? The million-dollar answer is no. Sorry, I'm going to ask, tomorrow we're going to go through, what are you doing? And the last place where you find your true worth and value, what do you have? Brothers and sisters, you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of your Father, despite everything that you've been taught. You are a light being that is driving a soul or a cell to establish a body or a disposition. Be, do, have. Spirit, soul, body, thought, feeling, action. That is the three-step process to see your worth and your value. So, brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May some bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the work set apart. And as always, my brother, I will. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Do it for yourself. You the day one.
Yo, since I'm back up on my gritty, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't bout it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
For yourself, you know.